pleased with the questions that I have received, mainly because they show that you have followed the talks very closely, and also because your questions are frightening. Your questions require a lot of study, and anyway, I shall not make further comments. I shall simply say, let us plunge into them straight. This is from Suchindran. Can I see Suchindran somewhere? He's not here.
He'll come to me. I think he had a class. He'll come.
Then I shall postpone this question till that time. I would like to see him while answering the questions.
Some of the kids are a bit shy of being noticed in front of all the
others. All right. I will not demand Anandamayi. Is there a connection between the myth of Achilles' heel and Krishna's heel? It is true that Krishna died because a hunter struck an arrow in the heel of Sri Krishna. And the same thing can be said about the weakness of the heel of Achilles. But I don't think Krishna's heels were weak. It's only a historical fact that Krishna was hit in his heel and died. But I don't see any special connection. Is there a connection between the newborn Moses and Karna, both sent floating down the river? I think there are many stories, not only of Moses and Karna, but this is a kind of a theme that we see very often in the stories or myths. So I don't like to establish a connection. I think Oedipus also had the same kind of a story. The story of the great flood appears in many traditions. Here there may be connections, because there is a not only a myth of flood, but there is also kind of a traditional belief that from time to time, at least in India, there is a cyclic view, and that there is a pralaya at a certain time. We have in the one of the Brahmanas a story of Manu, that Manu went to a river where a fish spoke to him, saying, it was a small fish, take me out and give me protection. Then Manu put it in a small pot, and then the fish grew bigger. Then he had to put it in a bigger pot, and then he became still bigger and still bigger and still bigger and still bigger, until the fish had to be put into an ocean. And then in reply to this help, the fish said that you can use me when there will be flood. And then there was a flood, the pralaya, and then Manu remained alive because of the fact that he was saved by this fish. And Noah's Ark is a very famous story of the flood of a similar kind. There I agree that there is certainly a connection. There must be some memory in the race of a pralaya. According to the Indian tradition, already 6 times pralaya has taken place. And maybe now this is the 7th time, which will not happen because of what has been done with regard to the establishment of the supermind on the earth. Astrologically, 1962 was a year where seven planets came together astrologically, and then it was predicted it will be a horrible year and there will be pralaya or something of the kind. This did not happen, but it's a fact that in 62 mother had the experience of pulsations, and a great experience, and according to my understanding it was a great saving of the earth. That was a very critical moment which was overpassed because of what mother accepted of the burden of the earth and transformed it, and there was a great pulsation of love. Then comes Shakti. Shakti has put a question, a series of questions which are very, very good questions. Even though you explain at length about death, I still want to know what is death. I did not explain about death in detail. I just touched upon it. And what you want to know is very important. And where is Shakti? Yeah, that's right, yeah. What is death? This is how mother has explained. I'll tell you in brief. Again, not in length, at length, but in brief. Every individual body has a certain formation. That formation has its own individuality, its own specificity. It is this individual specificity which keeps the body in a certain shape all the time. When this shape, which is normally governed by a will in the cells to keep that particular shape, is weakened, it is the beginning of dissolution. And ultimately, when it begins to increase, this kind of weakening of will to keep that specific form, it ultimately leads to dissolution. It's the beginning of dissolution, and then there is an arrival at the point when it dissolves. There is no more that movement of individual specificity. It is that which is the real state of death. Medically, of course, it is said that when the brain is affected so seriously that there are no commands from the brain, then the body stops. But at a deeper level, the will in the cells for individual specificity is weakened and then stops functioning, then death occurs. This is a brief answer that I will like to present now. Now there is a supplementary question from Samay. Where is Samay?
Yeah.
Good. Why do we have to die? This is one of the most important questions. Why do we have to die? I spoke yesterday of the obligation to die, the necessity of death. The same question can be asked, why do we have to be born? What is this process of birth and death? What is the necessity of the process of birth and death? All the philosophies which believe in rebirth, all of them agree that until a certain point is reached, you have got to be reborn. There is no escape. This is the view of Jainism. This is the view of Hinduism. This is the view of Buddhism. There is a necessity to be born. So there seems to be some fundamental meaning in it. It is said, unless you reach a point of what is called moksha or liberation, until you reach that point, you are obliged to take a new birth. And when you reach liberation, it is suggested that you will not be reborn, or at least you have no necessity to be reborn. Even if you may be reborn, there is no necessity to be reborn. Why do we have to die? This is the question that has been put by one of the students here. I have raised a counter question. Why do we need to be born? Both the questions are to be answered similarly or simultaneously. There is a famous sentence of Shankaracharya, Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare vasanam. There is repeated birth, repeated death, and repeated coming back into the womb of the mother, to indicate that this is a process which you cannot eliminate. There is some kind of a necessity. You cannot come out of this process. Until you reach a certain point of what is called liberation. Now nobody has explained why this necessity at all, why should we be born at all. I find this answer only when I read Sri Aurobindo. I found the answer to this question. Let us put it in a kind of a childish story. Each one of us has entered into a contract, as it were, with the Divine. And we have said, we shall collaborate with you in carrying out what you intend to do on this earth. And we shall not leave this contract until that work is done. So each one of us has plunged into this earth. Inwardly we know what exactly we are supposed to do on this earth. But when we plunge into this world, we seem to forget first that we have entered into a contract. We have forgotten what is exactly we are supposed to do on this earth. We come here, go on about like blindfolded in this world, constantly trying to remember, because there is in us some kind of faint memory, clouded, coated over by so many impressions, so much of darkness, but there is something in us which constantly pushes us. Every one of us is, as it were, pushing all the time. Even though we have moments of sleep, rest, idleness, sloth, again we wake up and again we go on pushing. Something is all the time going on. That also we can't avoid. As it were, we are obliged all the time to push ourselves. That is because there is in us this contract, and each one of us knows what work he has to do The contract that we have done with the Divine is the following. We want to make this earth a beautiful temple of the Divine. We are, you know, like architects and masons. The Divine said, I want to make on the earth a living temple of the Divine Consciousness. This is the will of the Divine. The earth is a principle of matter at the bottom of which there is complete inconscience. Inconscience is exact opposite of the superconscience.